WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Today we're diving into something that trips us all up, sometimes multiple times a day, fear. Yeah, that pesky little voice in your head whispering doubts and making you hesitate. But guess what? We can totally kick fear to the curb with some seriously powerful self-talk. Ever feel like your mind is playing tricks on you, amplifying every potential threat? You know that feeling when you're about to give a presentation and suddenly your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you think, what if I forget everything? That, my friends, is fear whispering its sweet nothings in your ear. But here's the good news, fear isn't our boss. We can choose how we respond to it. And that's where positive self-talk comes in. It's like having an internal cheerleader who drowns out the negativity and pumps you up with confidence. Think of your brain as a muscle. Just like any other muscle, it gets stronger with practice. When you consistently use positive self-talk, you train your mind to focus on your strengths, embrace challenges, and build resilience. So how do we do this? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you conquer fear with the power of your words. 1. Identify your negative self-talk. Before you can change it, you gotta catch it. Pay attention to those negative thoughts creeping in. Write them down, analyze them, what triggers them. Are they based on facts or just assumptions? Becoming aware is the first step to breaking free from their grip. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept every negative thought as truth. Question them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, those fears are exaggerated and unrealistic. Think of it like a detective investigating a case, gather the facts, and don't jump to conclusions. 3. Reframe your thinking. Once you've challenged those negative thoughts, rephrase them in a more positive and constructive way. Instead of thinking, I can't do this, try it, this is challenging, but I'm going to learn from it. Instead of focusing on your fears, shift your attention to what you can control and how you can grow from the experience. 4. Use affirmations. Positive affirmations are like little mantras that can reprogram your subconscious mind. Find statements that resonate with you and repeat them regularly. Some examples. I am capable, I am courageous, I choose to focus on my strengths. I've. Practice, practice, practice. Like any skill, positive self-talk takes practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep at it. The more you use positive language and challenge your negative thoughts, the stronger your mental fortitude becomes. Let me give you a real-life example. Picture this. You're about to give that important presentation, your heart is pounding, and those familiar doubts are swirling around. Instead of letting fear take over, try these steps. First, acknowledge the feeling, yeah, I'm feeling nervous, but that's normal. Then, challenge those negative thoughts. Is it really true that everyone will judge me harshly? Probably not. Most people just want me to do well. Reframe your thinking. This is an opportunity to showcase my skills and knowledge. And finally, use an affirmation like, I am confident, prepared, and ready to deliver a great presentation. By the time you're up on stage, those negative thoughts will be much quieter, replaced by a sense of calm and focus. So remember, fear is a part of life, but it doesn't have to control us. With positive self-talk, we can turn fear into fuel, pushing us towards growth and success. Ready to take action? This week, make a conscious effort to identify your negative thoughts and replace them with more empowering statements. Write down your affirmations and repeat them throughout the day. You've got this. Thanks for tuning into Mental Fortitude Daily. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and join our community online. Let's continue this conversation about building mental strength together. Until next time, keep those spirits high and that self-talk positive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.